So before we begin, we'll pray and ask God's blessing upon this meeting. Father in heaven, we thank you for thy Son, Lord Jesus. Thank you for thy goodness to us in sending him. What a great provision it was for the need we had. So we ask you to tell us less. And I pray for any needs that are represented but not spoken of. Think of the Philippines. Thank you that Mom is wrestling us back in the Philippines. And pray that she'll be able to come back and be with us again. And pray for all those in the Philippines that are connected there as well. We just leave all in thy care. And ask for thy blessing from the beginning to end in the name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So today, just a simple thought that I was thinking of. And it's found in John chapter 6.
Sa araw na ito, at ating pong pagbulay-bulayan ang napakasimpleng mensahe. At ito'y matatagpuan po natin sa John chapter 6.
John chapter 6, from verse number 1 down to number 13. And I'll read it. After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. And a great multitude followed him because they saw his miracles, which he did on them, which were diseased. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. And the Passover, feast of the Jews, was nigh. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he saith unto Philip, Whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, There is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many? And Jesus said, Make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were sat down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would. And when they were filled, he said unto his disciples, Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Therefore gathered they them together, and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves which remained over and above unto them that had eaten.
Babasahin ko po sa Tagalog, sa John 6, verse 1. Pagkatapos ng mga bagay na ito, ay naparoon si Jesus sa kabilang ibayo ng dagat ng Galilea, na siyang dagat ng Tiberias. Verse 2, at sumunod sa kanya ang lubhang maraming tao sapagkat kanilang nakikita ang mga tanda na ginagawa niya sa mga may sakit. Verse 3, at umahon si Jesus at sa bundok. Umahon si Jesus sa bundok at dooy naupo siya nakasama ng kanyang mga alagad. Verse 4, malapit na nga ang Paskwa na pista ng mga Hudyo. Verse 5, itinanaw nga ni Jesus ang kanyang mga mata at pagkakita na ang lubhang maraming tao ay lumalapit sa kanya, ay sinabi kay Felipe, Saan tayo magsisibili? Ay sinabi kay Felipe, Saan tayo magsisibili ng tinapay? upang makakain ang mga ito. At ito'y sinabi niya upang siya'y subukin sapagkat nalalaman niya sa kanyang sarili kung ano ang kanyang gagawin. Verse 7, sumagot si Felipe sa kanya, hindi magkakasya sa kanila ang 200 dinaryong tinapay upang makakain ng kaunti ang bawat isa. Verse 8, sinabi Sabi sa kanya ng isa sa kanyang mga alagad, si Andres, na kapatid ni Simon Pedro. Verse 9, may isang batang lalaki rito na mayroong limang tinapay na sibada at dalawang isda. Datapwat gaano na ang mga ito sa ganyang karamihan. Verse 10, sinabi ni Jesus, inyong paupuin ang mga tao. Madamo nga sa dakong yaon, kaya't nagsiupo ang mga lalaki na may 5,000 ang bilang. Verse 11, kinuha nga ni Jesus ang mga tinapay at nang makapagpasalamat ay ipinamahagi niya sa kanilang mga kaupo at gayon din naman binigyan sila ng mga isda kung gaanong ibigin nila. Verse 12, at nang sila'y mga busog ay sinabi niya sa kanyang mga alagad, pulitin ninyo ang mga pinagpuputol-putol na lumabis upang walang anumang masayang. Verse 13, kaya't kanilang tinipon ang nangapuno ang 12 bakol ng mga pinagpuputol-putol sa 5 tinapay na sibada na lumabis sa nagsikain.
Also read verse number 35 to 37, if you could.
Right now?
Yeah.
At sa verse 35 and 37, so John 6 pa rin po, sa kanila'y sinabi ni Jesus, ako ang tinapay na kabuhayan. Ang lumalapit sa akin ay hindi magugutom at ang sumasampalataya sa akin kailanmay hindi mauuhaw. Verse 36, datapwat sinasabi ko sa inyo na nakita niyo ako at gayon may hindi kayo nagsisampalataya. Verse 37, ang lahat ng ibinigay sa akin ng Ama ay magsisilapit sa akin at ang lumalapit sa akin sa anumang paraan ay hindi ko itataboy.
And in English, those words, verse 35 to 37, and Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you that ye also have seen me and believe not. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. So read a couple more verses in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And verse 14 and 15. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 14 and 15. And I'll read them in English, and then Teresa can read them in Tagalog. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then were all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. So,
so 2 Corinthians 5 and 15 and 16, sorry, 14 and 15,
yep.
Sinabi po sa Tagalog, sapagkat ang pag-ibig ni Kristo ay pumipilit sa amin, sapagkat ipinasisiya namin ang ganito, na kung ang isa ay namatay dahil sa lahat, kung gayoy lahat ay nangamatay. Verse 15, at siya'y namatay dahil sa lahat, upang ang nangabubuhay ay huwag nang mabuhay pa sa kanilang sarili, kundi doon sa namatay dahil sa kanila at muling nabuhay.
So we're thinking of John chapter 6. They were all together, and Jesus was teaching on the mountain, but they were running out of food. They had nothing to eat, and So he asked Philip, "Whence shall we buy bread that these may eat?"
Ang kwento po ng John 6 ay nandoon po sila sa isang parte ng Galilea. Is it Galilea? Yeah. At wala po silang pagkain. So tinanong niya po si Pilipe kung saan makakabili ng tinapay para sa mga tao.
So Jesus asked this question, and Philip provided an answer, and he said, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient, not enough for them, that every one of them could take a little.
So sinabi po ni Pilipi na kahit bumili tayo ng 200 denaryo ng tinapay ay hindi ito sapat upang makain ng mga tao kahit kaunti lang ang kanilang kukunin.
And do you think that Philip, when he said this, I looked it up, and they said about 200 pennyworth of bread could be about 7 months' wages, or perhaps up to it could be up to 200 would represent 7 months' wages, which is quite a substantial amount of money to pay for food.
So nung tinignan po ni Dale kung magkano po ang equivalent ng 200 denaryo ay sinasabi po ay that was 1966 though, was it? No.
It's an estimate.
Oh, okay. Sinasabi po doon na ito po ay katumbas ng 7 buwan na pagtatrabaho.
We don't know that's exact amount, but it was a tremendous need. That's what we're getting at.
Hindi namin po alam kung yan po yung totoong equivalent noon, ngunit ito po ang pangangailangan sa panahon yon ng mga tao ay sumunod sa ating Panginoong Hesukristo.
The multitude couldn't meet this need. The disciples couldn't meet this need. And eventually it came down to only the Lord Jesus could meet the need.
Hindi po maging ang mga tao po ay hindi po makakapagbigay upang matugunan ang pangangailangan nila, maging ang mga disipulo niya po ay hindi po yun may bibigay ng pangangailangan ng mga tao. At ang kanila pong panghuling solusyon ay tugon ay ang kausapin or ang tugon ng ating Panginoong Hesukristo.
And F Andrew did mention that while there was a lad here with five barley loaves and two small fishes, but then he says, what are they? The need is so great, the provision is so small. And he said, what are they among so many?
Ngunit sinabi po ni Andres or ni Andrew na kapatid po ni Simon na mayroong isang lalaki dito na may dalawang what is it, two barley loaves?
Two barley loaves.
May dalawang sibadang tinapay. May tinapay at 5 isda. Ngunit paano po matutugunan ang pangangailangan ng mga tao? Sabi niya, sa ganun lamang na pagkain na meron tayo.
Yeah, so what the Lord Jesus did with these five barley loaves and two small fishes is that he fed every single one of them.
Ngunit ginawa po ng ating Panginoong Hesukristo sa pamamagitan ng 2 sibada o 2 tinapay na iyon ay yung dalawang isang plastic na tinapay pa sa atin ngayon ay 2 plastic ng mahabang tinapay at 5 isda ay natugunan niya po ang pangangailangan physical ng mga tao.
There was more than enough provision than there was a need.
At marami po ang naibigay o natugon, na naging tugon sa pangangailangan kumpara sa unang pangangailangang pisikal o kagutuman ng mga tao. Marami po ang natira.
5,000 ate, but there was more an abundance beyond that. And if there would have been 20,000, there would still have been all meat. There was a provision for all.
500,000 tao ang nakakain, ngunit marami pa pong natira. Maaaring ito po'y humigit pa sa naipon nila.
You know, when it comes to you and me, we have a great need.
At isipin po natin, pagdating po sa atin, sa ating sarili, meron po tayong malaking pangangailangan or malawak na pangangailangan.
Our need is not only physical, although we do. Our need is much greater than a physical need.
Maaaring ang pangangailangan natin po ay pangangailangan pisikal. Ito lang po ay normal, ngunit mayroon pong isa pa pong mahalaga, napakahalagang pangangailangan na kailangan tugunan.
Our need is a spiritual connection between the Creator, the Almighty God.
Ang pangangailangan yan po ay ang espiritual na koneksyon or konektado natin sa ating Panginoon.
We are unable to meet that need or create that connection again because of sin, but God Himself has reached down and came exactly, and He is the provision that we so greatly need.
What was that? Sorry.
We couldn't meet that need, but God Himself came and provided the provision we needed.
Hindi po natin matutugunan ang pangangailangan na yun, ngunit ang Panginoong Hesus po ay dumating upang tugunan ang pangangailangan espiritual natin.
We don't need to be baptized to forgive our sins, or we cannot do good works, or we cannot do anything to please God because of our sin. But God has made one offering and a sacrifice for us so that God can be satisfied and accept us so we can go into heaven.
Hindi po natin kailangan na tayo ay mabautismohan or kung ano paman po. Ngunit ang Panginoong Hesukristo lamang po ang nagbigay ng tugon na iyon. Ang pangangailangan pong espiritual ang napaka-importante yung sinasabi po namin.
And so what did the Lord Jesus do? He came down into this world and He died for all.
Ang anong ginawa po ng ating Panginoong Hesus, siya po ay nagkatawang tao, siya po ay bumaba sa kanyang trono, at siya po ay namatay para sa lahat.
So I'm just going to read the first part of 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 15. And that he died, verse 14, it says, if one died for all, then were all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto himself, but unto him which died for them and rose again.
Basahin ko po sa Tagalog, sa verse 15, at siya'y namatay dahil sa lahat, upang ang nangabubuhay ay huwag nang mabuhay pa sa kanilang sarili, kundi sa namatay dahil sa kanila at muling nabuhay.
And so, when we think of the miracle there, the provision was there for the need. They were hungry, and the bread was provided, and they just took it and ate it.
Kung atin pong babalikan ng kwento sa John 6, doon po nakikita po natin na mayroon pong isang pangangailangan. Sila po ay gutom. So natugunan ang pangangailangan ninyo na iyon, ang nabusog po sila sa tinapay at sa isda. At ito po'y itinugo ng ating Panginoong Hesus. Meron pong malaking pangangailangan na natugunan.
And when we eat our breakfast or dinner or supper, perhaps someone else provides it for us, or perhaps we have it ourselves, but we ourselves need to partake of that meal before it becomes good to us personally.
No, maaaring ganyan din po sa isang pagsasalo-salo. Meron pong isang pamilya na nagtumugon sa pangangailangan pisikal na iyon. So kaya ang responsibilidad po natin ay tugunin or angkinin or kunin ang mga pangangailangan na ibinigay sa atin.
When these 5,000 were fed, if they had not eaten, the provision would have been there, but they would still have suffered from hunger. But they ate because they were hungry.
Gayun din po nung ang mga tao po na sumunod sa ating Panginoong Hesukristo sa kanyang mga disipulo, maaaring ito po'y 5,000 o higit pa, ay tinugon po ito ng ating Panginoong Hesukristo. At sumobra pa nga po ang nangyari. Marami pa pong natira sa kanilang pangangailangan. Natugunan po ang kanilang physical na pangangailangan, ang kanilang gutom.
And so it is with the gospel. We listen to the gospel. We hear the gospel. But we need to believe the gospel.
At ganun din po sa mabuting balita. Atin pong nababasa sa Biblia ang mabuting balita at nakikita po natin ang ginagawa ng ating Panginoong Hesus, ang kanyang mga himala at kanyang ginawa sa kanyang pagkamatay sa krus ng Kalbayo. Gayun din po ang dapat ang tugon natin. Ito po ay ating tanggapin. Ito po ay ating paniwalaan.
In fact, in Mark chapter 1 and verse 15, the message is this: when the Lord Jesus started to preach, he preached the gospel of the kingdom of God. And at the end of that verse, he says, "Repent ye and believe the gospel."
Mark chapter 1, 16.
Verse 15.
Yeah. Oh, and 15. Sapagkat sa gayon, katunayan nga po sa Mark chapter 1 and 16 or 15, sinabi po doon na kayo'y sa huli pong verse na babasahin ko po, kayo'y magsisisi at magsisampalataya sa Ebanghelyo. Basahin ko na po lahat. Naganap na ang panahon at malapit na ang kaharian ng Diyos. Kayo'y magsisisi at magsisampalataya sa Ebanghelyo.
And so very shortly, we have a need ourselves we cannot meet. Only God can meet the need.
Ito po'y napakasimple. Nagkatunayan nga po na may pangangailangan ng bawat isa sa atin. At sino nga po ang makakatugod nito? Ang Panginoong Hesukristo lamang.
God in grace has made provision for all, for you, for each one individually in the world. And there's more than enough provision for you if you must accept it.
At gayon nga po na ang katunayan, mayroon po tayong malaking pangangailangan at ang Panginoong Hesukristo po ang nagbigay na ito at kayo na lamang po ang bahalang ito'y tanggapin, angkinin at paniwalaan ng pinigay ng ating Panginoong Hesus, ang kanyang tugon sa para sa ating espiritual na pangangailangan.
And each one is required, it's a necessity. If you want to get to heaven, you must believe the gospel message.
At ito po ay required or kailangan tanggapin ng bawat isa na kung gusto po natin na tumungo or makapunta sa kaharian ng Diyos, ay kailangan po natin itong gawin para sa ating kaluluwa o sa ating sarili.
And if you were to believe the Lord Jesus, that he died for you and he rose from the dead, the Bible says you can be saved from your sin.
At kung paniwalaan po natin ang ating Panginoong Hesukristo na siya po ay namatay sa krus ng Kalbayo, at ayun po, ito patunay na mapapatawad niya po ang iyong kasalanan at hindi po kayong mamamatay sa inyong kasalanan.
And so as this meeting comes to a close, we hope and we pray that your need, your sins forgiven, will be personally accepted, that you have a need and that only Christ can meet your need, and that you'll personally put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
At sa ating panghuling mensahe po, ay gayon nga po na amin kayong iniimbitahan or amin po kami yung inaanyayahan. Nabasahin niyo po ang iyong Biblia at malaman na ang Panginoong Hesukristo po ay namatay para sa inyong kasalanan. At kayo na po ang tumugon nito na ito po inyong paniwalaan at inyo pong tanggapin ang kanyang ginawa sa krus ng Kalbaryo.
And so we'll pray. Father in heaven, we're grateful for thy Son, the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, the one who was in the world. He said, I am, as long as I'm in the world, I am the light of the world. He said, I am the bread of life. Him that cometh to me shall never hunger. We thank thee that he is a provision for the whole world, so that all the world could have eternal life. We think of how simple thing is food is so important to us, but the Lord Jesus provided something so more important that he gives us eternal life. And we ask thy blessing upon any who do not have this. Pray for that they'll be saved in the name of our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.